And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And we will be starting open line a little bit later on today, probably around close to 9:30 or so. Joining us in studio right now from the CRMC Foundation, we have Lisa King. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I am good.
Well, it's good to have you in studio today. And just a few things that you wanted to talk about going on with the foundation. And one of the things you did want to talk about this morning was, unfortunately, you've had to cancel an event that was upcoming, correct?
Yeah, so we were scheduled to have an event in September that would fund our Wilson Associate Education and Training Fund. And so with that cancellation, we had some auction items already gathered, and we decided to put those to good use by doing an online auction. So last Friday, our online auction opened, and it will close this coming Friday at noon. All you need to do to participate is to go to our crmcinc.org, the foundation page there, so /foundation, and you'll see the link to go to the auction, and then you can go look at some of the items we have up there. This fund specifically did a lot for us in 2021, and 2021's just 8 months in, but we were able to send a nurse to an oncology nurse review. We were able to send 4 of our medical imaging employees to MRI safety officer training. We were able to send 2 nurses to certification for PICC line insertion. We bought department-wide training for our lab employees and for our surgery employees. So just a lot of cool stuff we were able to do with this. So we definitely want to get it fueled back up so that we can do some new stuff with it in 2022.
Absolutely. And of course, like you're saying, it was the, I think you call it the foundation shindig, but unfortunately, due to rising cases of COVID in the area, that's been put on, at least canceled for this year. But is this kind of like just a one, is this an event that's done like once a year?
Or well, we were starting it new.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to be a brand new event.
Yeah, we were trying to start a brand new event, which, you know, I guess who knew 2021 would look this way. But we were attempting to start a brand new event. We wanted an opportunity for our associates to hang out and celebrate together, for the community to kind of rally around them. And unfortunately, it just isn't in the cards this year. Yeah. So maybe we'll try again in 2022.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully 2022 will be a little bit better for us, as the past 2 years have been not on our side as much. Yes. So what are a few other things going on at the foundation as of right now?
Well, I wanted to mention real quickly that some of the auction items that we have out there are, we have golf for 4 at Tiffany Springs Parkway, which is North Kansas City. Beautiful course. That would be a great day for you to just go be outside and enjoy golf. We also have some things local. We have an Independence date night that includes dinner at Brothers Railroad and some a gift certificate to the Independence Cinemas and some other things. So lots of variety out there, lots of things to look at, some tickets to different places like a Wichita Museum, things like that. So just check it out and see if there's something out there you can't live without.
Absolutely. Those are some great items that I may have to go look at as well.
Yeah.
And bid on those as well. Also, you guys have a mom sale coming up, correct?
We do. So the Best Family Scholarship has a mom sale each fall. And this year, the Best Family Scholarship is a scholarship started in memory of Mr. Best and in honor of Mrs. Best by their girls. And their girls are pretty much all involved in the medical field at one time in their lives, and just have a real heart for those that are going to work in the medical field. And so they started this scholarship, and they scholarship this year it was 3 students in a medical career. So it could be nursing, it could be medical imaging, it could be paramedic. It's kind of open, and they have a region-wide committee that selects the winner of those scholarships. And so this mom sale helps contribute to that, and it starts this Wednesday, September 15th, in our parking lot. The north side of our parking lot starts at 2 o'clock. So we will have moms there at 2 o'clock on September 15th, and they'll sell until 8 o'clock that night, and then they'll sell on Thursday and Friday until they're all gone. So kind of 8 to 8 on Thursday and 8 to 7 p.m. on Friday, or until they're gone. If you haven't seen these moms before, they are gorgeous. And they're $12.50 a plant. So Very much a good value. I just started to look around at moms last year after we did this and thought, these moms are a great value for the size they are. They're huge. I took several home, and I don't know about you, but mums I buy every year because I cannot seem to plant them and keep them going. But at $12.50 a plant, I can afford that for a little bit of color on my front porch for the year.
Absolutely. So. Now, obviously, that money going to a great cause as well, as you were talking about earlier, about the foundation scholarships. So for maybe somebody that may have just moved into the area, maybe somebody's brand new and they're hearing about the CRMC Foundation, you guys obviously are part of CRMC, but what does the foundation do?
So our total and sole mission is to support Coffeyville Regional Medical Center in providing quality care. So that can mean a variety of different things. It can mean scholarships, because our associates are our most prized thing when you walk in the door. Care is nothing without our nurses and our paramedics and those folks. So a lot of times we are supporting our staff and supporting people who are in pursuit of those degrees. The other thing we do is provide a lot of support with equipment purchases or needed upgrades in the facility, different things like that. We just really work to support Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. You know, rural healthcare is one of those things that it's got a constant target and a constant moving battle. And so having a foundation to work and support and try and fill the gaps is absolutely necessary. We've been very blessed. This community's been extremely generous to the foundation and supporting Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. So we just appreciate all that the community does to support us and support our healthcare workers and keep us going.
Well, absolutely. You guys support us when we're sick, and so we definitely want to support you guys and just kind of both lean on each other and just kind of take care of each other. So you guys do a great job over there, though, with CRMC. If anybody has any questions or maybe they would like to help out with you guys, how could they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can give me a call or drop me an email. My direct line is 252-1674, and you can email me at foundation@crmcinc.org.
All right. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you coming in today. We really do appreciate it. We love having you guys in, and we will talk to you again pretty soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. That was Lisa King with the CRMC Foundation. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have news coming up near the top of the hour, and then we will have another guest in studio with us this morning. And joining us will be Michelle Loganbill. So you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.